Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I am Melody's sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day wherever you are. It is a beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, thank you. It is very much appreciated. I'm sorry for the late start today, Brina. That's what happens when you're dealing with three dogs. One who doesn't know how to use a doggy door, you always have to go get them. Yes, they are. Brina, they eat farmer's dogs, so yes, they are spoiled. How are you, Blunt? How are you today? Hope all is well with you. Hey, Frankie, how are you? Have a song today, y'all, so we're gonna have to do some recycling here. I'm pretty sure she is. I'm talking about Maisie Blunt being spoiled. Rain is good. Rain is good. We do need rain. Sometimes we get too much of it, but rain is good. Welcome, Roya. Welcome. All right. So we're going to get started. So today, what are we talking about today? Oh, the drama. Do you ever wish that people, you know, the drama queens or kings, would just go away? Why are some people insistent on creating drama and, yes, chaos? And I do believe that with drama comes chaos with some people. You know, do you have people who just insist on having drama because they like the chaos? Is it they want the attention? Why do some people do that? You know, are these people unhappy in their lives? Hey, Minnesota, welcome. You know, are these people unhappy in their lives? I mean, are they missing something? You have people who can take a small little situation and make this huge deal out of it. And you're looking at them and you're like, seriously? You know, did I miss something? You know, so why are people like that? And Brina says, I think people are super bored. I mean, are they bored? I mean, I'm talking about you have people that every time you see them, some of us may have friends like this, maybe not. Some of us may have family members who are like this, maybe not, or a coworker, you know, your boss, your spouse, your significant other, that everything is a major deal, you know, or they make something into a major deal when it should not be. Blunt says, I used to have a friend that was like that. I had to end our friendship because I couldn't handle drama in my life too. I'm too old for that. Okay. And Blunt says, some people never see good in anything. So I have a question. Hey, sweet angel bear. Welcome, welcome. So I have a question. Are the people who are drama kings and queens, are they also the ones that complain a lot? Are they the ones that, you know, they get up every day and they never seem to can get through one day without complaining about something? You know, because friendships are ruined like that. People tend to drift away from people who are consistently having drama. And Blunt says, complaining, always trying to fight about things. Yes, yes. They always do. And like you said, trying to fight about things, you know, even if, you know, you can sit there and not say one word, but somehow or another, you know, you're in this argument, you're like, okay, how did I get in the middle of this? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But hey, are people supposed to make sense to everyone at all times? Oh boy. I just think that people who create drama and chaos, I think they're unhappy people. I think that they are sad people. And when I say sad, I'm talking about sad as in crying sad. But then again, they are sad as in they're just sad, you know. But they tend to gravitate towards people who are the opposite of them. They tend to gravitate towards the people who are not like them. Is it because another person who is like them won't have time to listen to them because they're in their own little dramatic scene or whatever? You know, there was a girl that I used to go to high school with, and every time she came around, and it would just be so much drama that people would say, you know, take three, scene four. I mean, we would say things like that. And she would get upset. You know, but years later, she's still the same way. And no one wants to be around her. She's been divorced several times. You know, and you have to look back and say, well, is it them or is it you? You know, why are not people wanting to be around you? Or if you want them to go someplace, they find a reason not to go. They're always busy. Or you're not being invited out with the group, because the group is just tired of the drama. You know, and I include, Brina says, people like that have nothing good going in their lives, or at least they can't see that they do. Blunt says, some people thrive on the chaos they cultivate. Yes, they do. I only like my drama on TV. Thank you, Brina says. Let's see. You know, I just, you know, when you say that they thrive on the chaos that they create, some people do start chaos and they kind of sit back and they watch. They sit back and they watch the fireworks going off. And then sometimes the people who are in the middle of the chaos don't even realize that this other person started it. I mean, those are the people that I myself personally over the years have had to step back from. Those are the people where I have had to say hello at a distance. You know, and those are also the people that when you say hi to them, hey, crazy, what, welcome. When you say hi to them, you can't say, how are you? Because they'll tell you. And then all of a sudden, there's this whole big dramatic scene with them telling you what went on in their life that, you know, this, you know, the past 24 hours or so or whatever. And you're just saying to yourself, why did I say that? Why did I ask them how they were? I knew what they were going to say. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I walk into it each and every time. And Brina says, oh yeah, that's happened at my job a lot. I try to stay away from certain people. They just exhaust me. You know, I just, And that's the entire thing. People like that, do you think that they realize how exhausting they are? Do you think that people who are just totally dramatic all the time just don't realize how exhausting they are? Brandon says, sometimes I think some people don't realize, but some people do it on purpose. Crazy's like, they know, damn it. I mean, but do they really? I mean, I'm pretty sure some of them do, but do some of them just, you know, I told someone one time that they were exhausting. And they got upset with me. You know, oh, so now I'm exhausting. Oh, you know, and then it went into this whole big thing. And I just sat back. I didn't say one word while this person just kept going on and on and on and on. You know, but do people, you know, it's like, do you realize that when you're consistently being dramatic about something, when you're consistently, you know, complaining about something, do you realize that you are exhausting to people, and people tend to want to go the other way? They see you and they turn around, and if you catch them, they're like, oh, damn, you know, but they still find a way to get away from you. Hey, crazy, welcome.
Howdy. Oh, man, what a topic, hey? So... remember, I think I talked to you about before about low dose people.
Yes.
You know, people, and I'm sure I'm low dose for other people too. We all have people that are low dose for us. One thing that should be normalized is telling those low dose people that they're low dose for you. For me, which shouldn't take offense. You know, people, they take offense to that. Like, okay, I'm just, my example is my show. My show is very, very structured around my inner, what I can handle, what my energy can take on. You know what I'm saying? If I know somebody is extra or dramatic or is worse than I am, they're not coming up there. That's why I turn the calls off, because then I don't have to tell people no, because you can't tell people no more without them being all upset about it. You know, I'm like, listen, do you understand that a lot of times I protect y'all from me? It's not me. It's not you. That's the problem. Am I wrong? I mean,
but okay. But at the same time though, I mean, it, okay. Crazy. I'm just throwing this out here now. In that case, you would have people who would never go on talk shows, never, you know, go to, they would never, if they're in school, they would never participate on the debate team. You would, yeah, I mean, at some point you do have to let those people in, because what I tell people and what I have told people, is that this is how I am. I cannot take emotionally needy people. I've said that to people. I said, you know, I'm like this, you know, if someone says, well, can you pick me up? I'm telling you right now, if I say I'm picking you up at 1, if you're not out by 1:05, I'm driving off. You know, I tell people this. So if people know how you are, shouldn't you be able to engage with those people? And then if they don't like it, then they just quietly exit and they just leave instead of you blocking them or whatever, not having, you know, them come up. Don't you still think that you kind of have to deal with those people? You understand what I'm trying to, I'm trying to make a point, but I know I'm not doing it very well.
I get what you're saying. And you know what? If I was in a professional sense, like if I had a show like yours, I would have to, right? Because you have to deal with people because that's what you choose to do. That's your show. You want to this and that. In my shows that are not serious, absolutely not. And you know what? And if people get upset about it, I just prefer not to deal with the little tantrums that people throw, so they can leave. I mean, you see my calls are turned off. At least people don't ask anymore, you know, can I call? Well, if my calls were on, that'd be different, you know. I mean, I do. These are not people that are first timers, right? They know, and most people know, and if you don't know, you'll know really quickly after meeting me that this is what you get. Wherever you go, wherever I am, it is what it is. And you'll either deal or won't deal, right? I don't give anybody any other option. I'm not going to change. So you're either going to come up here and chill and know what this space is around. Because like in my show, I have a one rule, read the room, you know, don't come up here and start talking politics. I don't allow politics. We don't get into that stuff. That's what I'm talking about. I don't like babysitting adults and I really don't like repeating myself. So what happens is because it's not a professional, I guess, situation where I have to deal with people, I'm just going to be like, you already know. So I'm not going to repeat that, but here's why you're not going to come up here tonight, because you either always start into something or you don't know how to, I don't have the energy to be with the BS tonight or whatever the case may be. Right. I keep, my energy on a certain level. So certain people come up and I have been known to tell people chill out on my panel because I'm like, okay, I'm getting worked up, which means this is going to be bad. So let's, you know, bring it back to whatever. Cause you know me, I don't allow drama. You don't bring that crap in my show. None of that, because that's all energy you're taking away from me. You know what I mean? So, but if I was in a professional, serious, whatever, then yes, you know, I'm going to give people an opportunity and I have to, you know what I mean? But I also know how to stop a conversation real quick. Trust that. Cause I'll get real silent and once I hear the, hi, are you paying attention? Holy yes, I'm just listening. I've been listening for the past 35 minutes while you've been talking and we're not getting anywhere. So.
All right. I mean, that is fair. Hey, fair. Welcome. I wanted to read what Brina says. She says, I was so happy to start working from home. I was much more productive. I've always had somebody at my desk talking about something that I didn't care about.
Right.
All right. So, okay, y'all. So let me ask this. And you have people who are like this. Let's say that we're going to take the drama out in the streets. We're going to put it out in public for everybody to see. Do you think, okay, let's say the two of us, me and Crazy, went to a show where there was a comic standing on stage. We're sitting in the audience. We're not in the back. We're not in the front. We're just kind of in the middle, you know, and we're laughing, ha, 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 ha. And then the comic focuses on one of us and they just start going. If you're that drama queen, should you have even gone to that show? Knowing that there was that possibility that
there's that read the room.
Attention would be focused on you. I mean, should you have even gone? If you know that you're okay.
But sit in the back. You know what comics do. Come on. Come on. See, that's the thing. Now, in that case, I could, because you know what? It's his job to roast people. And I do like to get into a little bit of this or that. You know what I'm saying? So maybe for me, if I was with a group of people that I knew were going to be fun, right? Fun time. And they're not going to get upset and throw tantrums. I'd be like, all right, I know I'm with the right people for me, because we're all troublemakers.
But,
so we're
wait, gonna go but you have people who may be, but if you're the drama person and you have people in the group that start laughing along with the comic, you have those people who will get mad at you because you're laughing. Like, you're not supposed to laugh. Like, why are you laughing? This is not funny. You're talking about me. It's a comedy show. I am, but I'm your friend. You know, you're
solid. Listen, don't make me start roasting you with the comic, okay?
I'm just saying, you have those people. I mean, I'm just saying, because drama kings and queens to me, they pop up, you know, and this is one thing that I notice, okay? And y'all can tell me if I'm wrong or not. But people who are drama kings and queens, all of a sudden, when people start, you know, when it's turned around back on them, when the drama is turned back to them, they're sensitive. My feelings are getting hurt. All of a sudden, they're the sensitive ones.
Better get out the kitchen. Can't take the heat. Better get out.
Okay, so let's see. Brittany says, I've been to a comedy show before. And I was ready for what might happen. So you all are all saying hello. Shorty's always laughing, you know. But I mean, I'm. But you have those people who, and this is what we were saying before you came on. Not only can they not take it, they create drama. They create the chaos. So what is wrong with those people? Are those people just unhappy? Because I think those people are unhappy. I think Brina or Blunt said they have, you know, I mean.
Well, they want attention. Listen, attention is attention. Bad, good, or indifferent. Attention is attention. And a lot of people can't get good attention, so they live off the bad attention. That is a cry for attention. Because there's being depressed and by yourself. There's a difference between causing drama. You're out there asking for attention. Other people aren't and probably should. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why people are like, oh, depressed people are asking for attention. No, they literally aren't. They want to be left alone. Attention seekers are drama. You know, they throw tantrums. They start drama. It's all about me. And you can't have, and I'm going to tell you right now, I have zero people like that in my personal circle, because the minute I find out that you are like that, you're out. Not out, but you're out of this part. And I'm probably going to stop messaging. I'm probably going to, because everything I talk to you about is all woe is everything, talking about people, all of the dramatic stuff. And if there's nothing dramatic going on, they're looking for it. You know, like looking for the next dramatic entrance, the next dramatic thing. What else can I get into? What else can I start? You okay. know, like.
Okay, so official welcome to Shorty and to GP Man. So let me ask this. Do you think that people who create drama are prone to gossip more?
Absolutely, because that starts the drama. If they can't find drama, you got to make some, right?
Okay. All right. All right. I mean, because I think so. I mean, I think drama kings and queens, they tend to gossip more for what you just said. They have to start it. They like to start the chaos. But I mean, are they like that because they don't want to deal with what's going on in their own life?
Sometimes. You know, Sometimes it is a mask, but also being happy and over happy. Like, you ever seen somebody who's happy all the time and they just seem to be laughing all the time and they're never sad? That's also a mask too. So like masking things in your own life, it can be in a ton of different ways, but definitely that's just redirection, because they got something. They don't want people to look at whatever's going on with them, or they don't want to deal with it. So they're going to start something with somebody else. For no reason, or just because, like I said, you ever be like, that's that saying, idle hands. My hands are idle, so I got to do something. And usually idle hands for me equate bad things, like just for whatever reason, intrusive thoughts, things like that. You know what I'm saying? But like, I think for some people, it's a need for to cause trouble. And it's not because they want to have friends. It's because they just want people to talk about them or for them to be involved. And either way, that's going to happen. Because if someone's always dramatic, someone's going to be like, oh, my God, so-and-so, this and that, whatever. People actually, like I said, attention. I use myself as an example. As a growing up, I didn't get as much positive attention. I got more negative. So I realized that I would do stuff just to get attention, period. You know, like, I mean, kids do that, obviously. But, you know, I mean, ramp it up a little more. Okay, well, that didn't make him mad enough. So let me do this. I know that's going to make him really mad. You know what I mean? So I'm using myself as an example because that was really the only attention that you're getting. And as a kid, you want attention. So that's why, you know, or people in general, you're going to cause a ruckus to get some attention. And sometimes people do it and then walk off. All they want to do is, you know, throw a bomb and take off because they know it's going to cause a bunch of other people distress.
You know, you bring up a good point, and I know I'm taking that going down another road right here. You just said somebody just wants to throw a bomb out there, and that's it. Welcome, Dread and Empower Girl. So let's say the people who do literally throw bombs out there, you know, whatever, people who do commit crimes that, you know, that hurt other people, are those the people who are, if you saw the warning signs, they are the drama kings and queens in their everyday life. They are the ones that are creating the chaos, or are they the ones that are just kind of silent and not saying anything? Then one day they come to work and they shoot everybody.
That happens a lot, but that's a buildup of depression. You see, they were isolated all that time, and then all of a sudden, boom. You know what? And I'm just going to put out my theory. I had a discussion about this at one time. I was like, they didn't want the attention, or they didn't want it necessarily, but the fact that they never got it just for some reason just ate away at them. And it's not because of other people usually. It's usually something that themselves they're going through that makes a reaction like that. The people are like, oh, they must have been terrible to them. Not necessarily. That was just maybe they were always, maybe everybody assumed they were a hobbit. What is it? The ones that hermit. Like maybe everybody assumed you were a loner.
I think hobbit. The hobbit.
Sorry, Shorty. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Anyways.
Just, maybe you're creating chaos. You're creating chaos.
That's chaos. Why I'm trying not to laugh.
Chaos.
But you know what I'm saying? So like everybody thought that, so they left them alone. Everybody thought they didn't want attention. Maybe they did, but they didn't know how to tell people. So I feel like that's a buildup. Oh, okay, fine. You guys didn't pay no attention to me, although I didn't care. Now everybody's gonna know I exist. Boom! Like here I am, and then that's it. Like the all out, but they didn't necessarily, nobody even knew of the person. When you hear stuff like that, people are like, yeah, but they were real quiet. They didn't bother anybody, you know, stuff like that. But they didn't know. They didn't know what was happening. There is a time bomb in some people's heads. Well, and it's not because they tell you.
I am going to say this because you said a couple of trigger words there, and one of them was time bomb, and I just invited Shorty up to create some chaos and drama, and she may be at the point with her time bomb. So hi, Shorty.
Well, it's such a small space, you know, it's gonna
explode. Shut your ass up. See this one I'm talking about. That.
Oh, see, you just, I'm just sorry. Tell it, just I'm tell sorry. It to be quiet. Go ahead.
You see what I'm talking about? You see this? You see? I was in my little corner saying to myself, hey, yeah, you want to come mess with me? How y'all doing today? How y'all doing? Y'all okay? Oh, she done got quiet off rest. See, I'm gonna choke her somewhere. I'm gonna drop kick her somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
I was just expressing the fact that you have a small face. That's all
I said. I am going to say this because this has just turned into the comedy show. We all have a front row seat now. We're all at the comedy show. I just created some chaos and drama. I'm just wondering if y'all can do the chaos and drama without the usual chaos and dramatic words.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you see, I did. I did, but Shorty, you know. You got to understand, listen, that's a short fuse. So, you know, she got to think fast. All right.
Let me tell you something. I don't have a short fuse. Okay. Second of all, I was minding my business, doing my thing. But no. You know what, crazy? When I punch you in the eyeball,
let's talk about this for a moment. So you, wanting to punch her and everything, is this part of drama? Is this like, you know?
This is part of the drama. Yes.
Okay. And this is part of the chaos. The chaos of what is
both. Yes, it's both. Yes.
When I push crazy into water
with glitter.
Shorty being low dose is different than other people being low dose. You know, she's low dose because she's low.
Because I'm short. That's why. It's because I'm short, huh? So what? Because I'm 5'1". That don't mean nothing, okay? No, you is. Because you know what? You making short jokes. Because of my height. That's the only reason. Now, see, if
I'm the comic.
Shut up.
You're supposed to.
Shorty, can I ask you? And I'm not being funny. I'm being totally serious. I really am. I am. If you were at a comedy club and they started telling short jokes, would you be able to deal with that, or would you be offended? And I say the same thing if they were telling tall jokes with somebody who was super tall. Would you be offended?
It's a difference right now, Sala, because if it's a comic doing a short joke, he's probably just talking about all short people. I won't get offended because if I say something, then they're going to put the spotlight on me and ask me all these questions. See, now I know the difference between they jokes and y'all jokes. See, y'all, every time y'all make a short joke, y'all referring to me. I know this. You understand what I'm saying?
I have never made a short joke.
Shut up, crazy. Because you're the main one.
That sounds defensive, like she feels guilty about something to me.
Why would I feel guilty for? Yeah, I'm short, so the hell what? Yes, I am 5'1". Yes, I am a short one. Yes, I am. But see, if y'all didn't know that, y'all wouldn't have nothing really to pick at me about it.
Well, I don't know about that.
And Crazy Lady says she is taller than her. And Crazy Lady's now coming up on the panel. Hey, Crazy Lady. You up here?
You know,
hey,
I am. That's all I have to say.
Crazy Lady, they don't pick at you, though. They don't pick at you.
That's because she don't be
don't bother me.
Around us. You understand?
Okay. So,
do you know why I threatened
you? You started it.
Do you know why?
Okay, but is threatening part? Well, technically, crazy.
It's part of both.
Not today.
I'm talking about way back when.
Okay, I'm just saying. Well, let's just keep. You did start it today. Okay, let's keep it right here in this time frame. So Shorty, do you think that that's part of, you know, creating drama and chaos when you start threatening to? Okay.
Yes, because I'm defending myself. Would it look like me sitting up here, they picking at me and I don't say nothing?
But you could be at, now we know that you've gone to some shows where you could, you know, come back from the washroom, come back from the bar, sitting down, and they'll say, oh, look at this person that's walking right here. And then they'll point you out and they'll start picking on that one person. So
I'm a comedian. I got jokes.
I got jokes too. Yeah. Y'all got jokes.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't got jokes. You got violence. It goes from short to you're short.
No,
you know what? I'm gonna drown you in a pool of sand.
I guess you can drown in a pool of sand if it's quicksand.
She be trying to throw us in quicksand all the time.
I'll be trying to throw them in everything I can possibly
see. Oil, quicksand, water. She be trying to fry us like frog legs.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you lucky.
Okay, ooh, okay. Crazy. So, okay. So, let's, I'm gonna get back on topic
you
here.
You look like a frog leg.
Okay, I'm gonna get back on topic. We don't have trauma. So, let's look at this as a case study now, okay? So, now I have my case study. Did we identify the drama in this back and forth? Did we identify, you know, who started the drama? Who started the chaos? Yes. Did we identify who was the drama? Yes. Who was the drama queen?
Yes.
Okay.
Her name is Maya Crazy.
First of all, I said one thing, and then you came up here trying to beat me
Well, technically, I invited her. So yes,
She would have been threatening me in the chat anyway. So
okay, all right. And I did say that I invited her to, you know, have some drama and chaos. So I was gonna
call up here anyway. As soon as you said something about me, anyway. So if Solid didn't invite me, I would have invited myself.
I knew it. I thought she called for sure because she sure knows immediately. But see, you don't come up here and it's not a joke. You immediately try to off me, to unalive me.
isn't that what?
Those are fighting words, Joe. Those are fighting words.
And fighting words, though, that's dramatic. I mean, that's drama.
So you don't think that's fighting words when she come pick at me, when she come
all I said was a joke. Oh my God, you're so dramatic. Jesus.
I'm so dramatic.
My God, all the time. You just immediately violence. Taking people's heads.
Okay, so my next question, and I'm going to go to Crazy Lady first instead of the other two people on the panel.
Hey, what you mean by that, Solly? Besides
Shorty and Crazy, I'm going to Crazy Lady first for this question, besides the other two people on the panel who happen to be Shorty and Mayor Crazy. Okay, so Crazy Lady, what causes people to be overly dramatic?
Depending on the situation, I mean, like, I don't know. Emotions.
Okay. All right. Shorty, would you like to comment on that?
It can be emotions. It can be emotions. Like she said, it depends on the situation. Get put into.
All right. And Crazy?
It's emotions. I'd say feelings. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you get your feelings hurt and that it causes some kind of emotion. And then, boom, there you go. You know, you snap off for whatever reason. Obviously, in our case, it's been playful banter, been like that since a long time now. You know what I'm saying? But, like, still. It's not that she gets mad at me. She gets her hair stands up and then she, you know, it's taller than she is and there we go.
Hey, see. My hair.
So Crazy. You just
when she gets dipped in hot
chaos.
She can't get out of that thing.
I know exactly what I'm doing when I do it. 100%.
I'm pointing it out to the people who listen later or whatever.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I know. It's not. Trust me when I tell you. Generally, everything I do with somebody is intentional. And honestly, if I don't like you, I don't do that kind of stuff with you. I only mess with people. But if anybody else came at Shorty the same way, you'll have to go through me first. I'm just saying.
Okay, then. See, Shorty, she has your back.
I know.
She has your back.
I know y'all back, too.
That's like, hey, only I can beat her.
That's right. That's right.
So do you think
only I'm allowed to torture Shorty, man, not you.
Listen, you know me, I'm a bully. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. I got banned for that before, but
when people make now I'm gonna ask this question and be very careful how you answer. I would like a from all of you. Well, I know Crazy Lady will. I'm not sure about Shorty and Mayor Crazy. I would like a politically correct answer. I don't want an emotional answer. I would like a politically correct answer. So when people make, when they, let's say they came, how do I want to put this? They came and they went. Is there a way to come and go where you do it in a dramatic way, or can you come and go and do it in a less dramatic way? You know, you may come and go to a party and you see somebody there that you don't want to be around. Do you, you know, just gracefully leave, or do you, or do those drama people have to say, oh my God, he's here. I have to, oh, I can't believe they invited them. Oh my God, she's here, whatever. So
it all depends. It all depends, Sala. It all depends how you feeling that day. If you feeling real, real petty, you know what I mean? You can go ahead and make an entrance and then be petty and you know, and have them something to talk about. But if you don't feel like being petty and stuff like that, you just want to do you, you can leave gracefully without saying anything.
All right. You know? All right. Crazy Lady.
Okay. You said you wanted the correct, politically correct answer. Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be ignore them and just, you know, they don't exist. You know, be cordial. You must always be cordial. Be civilized. That's the correct answer that, you know.
Okay. I think is all right. Correct. And crazy.
Oh, man. No. I don't have to be anything.
I know, I'm like that. I'd be like, no, if I don't like them, you pick up. They, either they don't exist or straight up. I will, you know what? You stay on your little corner of the world. I'll stay on mine. Neither shall they mix.
So when I walk in, I'm going to tell you, I go into a show or a place or wherever. I don't care who's there and who's not, right? And whoever's there, and if my presence immediately makes you angry and you get, let me get wind of that, I'm going to turn into the pettiest, petty meister ever.
But isn't that turning into a drama queen? Isn't that turning you into
absolutely,
a
drama queen? Absolutely.
Okay, so why? It, why?
And like I said, if you make it, if you make it known that my presence is a problem, if you make it known that my presence is a problem, now I'm going to be a problem. Because when I walked in, I wasn't a problem. I'm not talking about for the whole crowd. I'm talking for that person. I'm going to go stand near them and chat up and be real laughy and jokey with people. Make sure I get real close to them with their friends. And I'm going to make their friends like me more than them type of thing.
But what if they make their feelings known without saying your name, but you know they're talking about you, but they didn't say it.
No, that's why I said they have to make it known. It has to be somebody caught a wind or I caught a wind and somebody knows and I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, well, since I'm a problem, I'm gonna be a problem. And trust me, whoever the guilty party is gonna scoff, roll their eyes, whatever it is. Now if I go into somewhere and that person, me, that person, other people are just there, we're having the time we're supposed to have, we're in our own lanes, right? Because you wouldn't be in my house and I wouldn't be in yours. So this is a neutral property, we're going to assume, right?
Right.
So I'm gonna go ahead and stay out of your way. You know why? Because I don't want to deal with that. I'm not here to deal with you. I'm here to be with this party or with these people or eating food or drinking or whatever it is. If you stay out of my way, I'll stay out of yours. If you get in my way, I'm going to make it painfully obvious that I'm here and you're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to run you over. You know, and I even look back. Might back over and run over you again.
So let me switch it up here a little bit. Let's talk about reality shows, okay? There are some reality shows that I like for the drama. People who enjoy watching other drama, other people's drama, is there something wrong with us, with them,
no,
whatever?
It shouldn't be nothing wrong.
I mean, what are we doing? What are we supposed to do? Where if we're there and you're the drama and you're causing drama, I'm going to look at you.
Okay, but I'm saying, but again, you're turning on the TV for that drama.
I didn't really like a lot of those reality shows, so I don't know.
They should be putting themselves out there like they're on TV. They're getting paid for it. That's the entertainment part. You understand what I'm saying?
Would any of you on the panel and in the chat, because I would you want cameras following you around 24/7?
No.
Hell no. You would get paid for the drama.
No,
because it's scripted. No. You're not going to get to act how you want. They're not going to deal. They're.
You can't be yourself.
You know what?
That's what Please. To say.
Yes, I absolutely. I wish a camera would follow me around 24 hours a day, because maybe they would post it. I don't know. But like, I feel like, first of all, most of them don't act like themselves. Other part of it's scripted. So you're really not that. I mean, they're people, including myself, and mine's more of like watching like real fights and not made up ones and not little wussy ones where they're pulling air and stuff. But like, I don't know. I guess I don't really like to watch that drama on TV. If I'm at a place and the drama starts, I'm going to leave most of the time. But sometimes it depends on who it is. See, I guess I don't get the TV part because I'm not watching people I don't know. But if I know someone has some stuff coming and then there's some stuff started and that person's about to get their, you know what handed to them, I'm going to stay there and watch that. But like, as far as TV, no. And that's only because I feel like it's not real. That's why I don't like it.
All right. And then Brina says some of these reality shows make me feel so normal and they would be super bored following me around. So the fight that's, you know, that you have after school and those people who you know, those students who stand there and watch it, or the drama that is unfolding, you know, in the middle of the street and people are pulling out their phone. Why are people, you know, do they want to just film the drama? Why not? Why are these people not helping?
Well, that's for likes.
Why are these people?
That's for clicks and likes. That's all.
No, but I'm talking about just like, let's say,
And why aren't they doing something about it?
Why? I mean, like, you have, you know, there have been stories where, you know, women have been raped and people are filming and they're not helping. Or you see, you know, some kid beating up on another kid. Why are you filming as opposed to not helping? Are those people who enjoy looking at the chaos, or they just want to see the drama? I mean, because if one or two people are filming, how come everybody else can't?
Right.
Help. Right. You know, whatever. So
I'm going to tell you, beyond those circumstances. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, crazy lady.
No, you go ahead. I would say my dad's rule was, okay, if it's a one-on-one, okay, and ain't nobody brought, you know, it's just like, you know, fisticuffs and no one's bringing any foreign weapons or, you know, two-on-one or anything like that, male-on-male, you know, or whatever, my dad won't get involved. He'll stand back and watch. But won't get involved because it's, you know, it's between them two. Who's he to step in? But like someone getting raped or something like that, or, you know, someone's outnumbered and stuff, then you're supposed to step in and, you know, you're supposed to say, whoa, 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 hey, wait a minute. Let's not do this here, you know, or let's not, you know, not do this, you know.
But the case that Brina said, the one in Philly, that was the one that I was referring to, where
all those people that filmed that shit, they were all wrong.
No, seriously, it's like, all wrong. I mean, why are you? I mean, so this is what I'm saying. Why are you doing that? And so,
if you make it public.
But is there something wrong with them? Are they looking for the chaos and the drama? Are they? I mean, and do some people truly just get off on watching?
Absolutely.
Their pain and them. I mean,
everything you described, the drama, the pain, the chaos. There's people that feed on each one of those. I also believe, and beyond that, you know, extreme situation, because that's disgusting for not one person to have. Because I may not have been able to pull somebody, but I'm going to kick. I'm going to like hold on to something, and I'm going to like, my foot's going to be all upside somewhere. His nuts, face, excuse me, something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Something. I'm going to do something. I'm going to pick up a brick. If there's a brick somewhere, I'm going to pick, I don't know. But I feel like in some situations, and I'm just talking about helping situations, meaning someone's getting beat up, domestic violence, yada yada yada, a lot of people have stopped helping people, primarily not the ones filming, because that's, again, that's just a post online. Also, they like the drama, obviously, so multiple reasons is that people that get helped sue the people helping them, because they can't sue the person that got, that messed them up, but they can also almost claim that you helping them actually did more damage. So like, and then they get, like, the person helping, maybe you get sued, maybe the guy now beats you up, maybe, you know, because people are tired.
Are those people really concerned about getting sued if they help, or are they just either?
I think in some cases, yes. In some cases, no. I say yes because it's like, okay, when someone falls on the ground, don't help them up. I know you're all going to be mad at me for saying that, but some people literally do that on purpose so that they can claim that you pushed them, right? I'm not talking about seeing an 80-year-old grandma lady fall on the floor and you're talking about, nah, you're going to sue me, you old bag. I'm not helping you up, you know, but like, anyways, I'm just saying, like, a lot of people are also, I'm just sorry to say this, but a lot of people are desensitized with everything going on in this world. Everybody is desensitized anymore to people having trauma, any kind of trauma. Look at all the stuff going on around you. A lot of people just don't even realize that they're just like, it's almost like they got blinders on. I'm going to stay in my lane, and really staying in my lane means absolutely can't see anything around me, or I refuse to do that just because of, so there's so many reasons. Some of the people watching have mental problems. Some of them have nasty little fetishes. Some of them have no emotions. Some of them are just there for the dopamine, or what is it? Sorry, serotonin, or what is it that comes in your brain when you see things that get you all excited or whatever. Some are just there because they're just going through life and they don't even notice. Some are filming for likes, and some are filming for kicks and to watch it later and to show their friends. And then some are just, you know, it's like, I just feel like everybody's desensitized. There's a very few people. We talked about this the other day about wanting to stop and help people. I don't want to do that anymore because look what happens when you stop and help people. Yeah, side of the road, pick, you know, anything. So I think people are becoming desensitized because it's definitely more a problem now than it was a long time ago, right? Like, so, I feel okay, like people so, are helping.
Okay, so let's look at airplanes. Now, a lot of it started, you know, are ramped up a lot with COVID when, you know, you had to wear your mask and everything and nobody wanted to wear a mask on an airplane, whatever. But you can't use COVID as an excuse for things anymore. But you have people who get on a plane and it's like they purposely, it's like, do these people know going in, I'm going to act like an asshole on the plane because I can. I'm going to be that loud person. I'm going to be the person who is complaining about this, complaining about that. I'm just going to complain. And then the police have to come. And then, you know, everybody's going to get held up. Yes. And the flight's not going to take off. And in some cases, everybody has to get off the plane then, because that plane's not going anywhere, which ruins everybody. Everybody's missed their connecting flight and everything. Why do people on airplanes cause so much drama?
Entitlement, or at least the ones I see, feel extremely entitled for whatever reason, for the most part.
So the person who you're sitting in 10A, they're in 32B, and their friend is sitting, you know, in 10C or even 10B, and they want to sit next to their friend. Are those, and they come and they want you to move and they make a big deal about it. Are those people who are usually drama queens or kings? Are those people who are usually every day they're causing drama somewhere, somehow, someplace they're causing drama?
Yes, because if you come around me, and that's the key to observing for me. If you come around me, let's say I go to a place, just seven people in the room, right? And these are three people I know, three people, four people I don't. I'm going to watch and observe people. And if you start crap over really small things, just really insignificant, minuscule stuff, I'm not even going to bother with you. Because if you'll start crap over something insignificant, you will start crap over anything.
Then do you think, now you brought up another point then, you're at the restaurant. Do you think that that waiter has the right not to serve you or just walk away from you if you're complaining about every little thing? You know, nothing is going right. As soon as she walks up to take your order, oh, it's about time you finally got here. You know, we had only been sitting down for like 5 minutes or something. You know, it's like, at what point do workers have the right to walk away from those dramatic people?
Unfortunately, it's per place, but I personally believe that nobody should be berated. So if at some point, because people get fired for what I call biting back, right? When a customer bites them, they bite back.
Yes.
And I personally, if it was my business, my belief, my thought is I get you have to take something up to a certain extent. They're not cussing or anything. Maybe they're a little loud. Maybe they're not the nicest people. Whatever. It's not directed at you. But the minute becomes personal, and now I'm like, and I would be like, listen, that's why I like those restaurants, you know, the ones where they can talk back and like, listen, man, don't give me no crap, you know, because sometimes you should be able to say that. I don't think any service person, no matter what service they're giving you, if it's customer service, I don't believe that the customer should be able to treat them the way they can't treat the customer. We're supposed to be like this. You know, and I don't believe in people getting terminated for standing up for when people are being disrespectful. I think people should be told when they're being disrespectful. In my business, when I had it, I never would allow that.
So people who are just dramatic, just overly dramatic and chaos creating people, and they do go into these spaces, into these eating places, or, you know, they're, you know, just going to the market or going to Dollar Tree, whatever. And they're just being just obnoxious and dramatic and rude. I mean, at some point, should these people be fined? I mean, you know, should we start, okay, well, you did this, now you have a fine because you went to this store, you cursed this person out, they didn't do anything, or you went to this place to eat and, you know, you did all this stuff and create this chaos, because not only are they doing something to the waiter, but if I'm sitting around you or next to you, I don't want to listen to you complain. I'm trying to enjoy my own meal, so you're messing up my meal that I'm trying to enjoy. Am I wrong?
I think that there should be some type of back. And I'm going to tell you, in some places, there's a place in Wisconsin, if someone overhears you, like let's say you're causing trouble, let's say cussing, things like that, if they call the police, they absolutely will come out there and respond. I know, because I was pulled out of my vehicle for saying the P word too loud. And he told me, if they heard you, if this car behind you that has kids in their car heard you, you're going to jail. And I was just like, I thought it was overboard, but at the same time, I bet you I didn't say it again. So, and probably not, I imagine I would have got a ticket, right? For what he called public disturbance or whatever, disturbing the peace, whatever the hell, whatever it is. So like, I think that when you don't let people act a certain way, if they can't, they won't. They either won't or they won't come back. Like, I think the problem is that we keep letting people as a society act this way. And that's why people still act this way. And especially as a service, because I know me, is my customer service is a very customer service. Susie, she's a real nice person, right? But she still doesn't take any crap. You're not going to talk to me any kind of way. I don't care who you are. And if you ask me a direct question, I'm going to give you a direct answer. It may be a little more professional because I'm you're my client, whatever it may be. But what I said is what I said, and you're not going to cuss at me. Like, I have to give my phone to my boss, right, sometimes, because I'm like, I don't know how y'all deal with these guys, but they're on park because you're not going to talk to me like that.
All right.
I'm just saying that people should be responsible, held accountable for their actions. And if they were, there would be less of the crappy actions, I feel like.
I agree, you know, with you. Refuse service.
Period.
Well, I am going to give you the last word, Mayor Crazy. Or was that, or do you have anything else you want to add?
Okay. The reality is just treat people how you want to be treated. Have boundaries, stand up for yourself, and the only people that want to cross your boundaries that have a problem with your boundaries are those who want to cross them. Period.
Okay. Shorty, do you have any last words?
Y'all just have fun.
Okay. Crazy lady, you have any last words of wisdom?
No, I pretty much concur with Crazy, you know. Be civilized to each other, you know. Because don't let someone else's actions make you become uncivilized. You know what I mean? Unless there's absolutely, like, you have to become as uncivilized as them. But, yeah.
And Shorty, I'm going to say something. And Crazy, I'm going to say something on the back of what Crazy Lady just said. Y'all don't... You know what? The only way I'm going to have y'all not say anything is I'm going to ask y'all to drop off the panel before I make my comment, because I know if I say don't say what I'm about to say. I know y'all are going to say something. So
all right,
y'all got to drop off. You're welcome. All right. So, like Crazy Lady says, Shorty, don't let what other people say. Don't let what other people say get to you or anything. You know, just. Oh, Lord. Yes, Crazy Lady, you are. All right, y'all. So, I do not have an outro song, so I'm going to play a song that I have not played in a while. Judith Hill has nothing to do with the topic, but
solid blue, I like Judith Hill. In public.
So here we go, Judith Hill. What a Girl Wants.
Giving me time to breathe. You waited so
And that was Judith Hill, everyone. What a Girl Wants. And I want to thank you guys for joining me this week. I will be back here on this platform on Monday, but I'll be at my other house Thursday and Friday. Shorty, yes, you're an angel. You are an angel sent from heaven. Crazy. Oh, Lord. See, and the drama continues. But anyway, y'all, crazy lady, Shorty and Mayor Crazy, thank you for coming up on the panel. And everyone else, thank you for participating in the chat and joining in. I appreciate it. Until next time, you guys enjoy your day or evening, wherever you are. Bye.